China says hell no to hip hop. The internet says hell no to Monique. And Wendy says hell no to me too. And we saying hell no to all that because we've been gone for a minute. Now we back with the jump up. Goons in the cup. Okay, we're going to talk about us. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
Can't stop, won't stop, get guap. 10 white toes and them toy flip-flops. Manicures and pedicures, I'm always tip-top. When they say I'm not hot, all these lies need to stop. Cause I'm icy, wifey, haters wanna fight me.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check. It's your boy DJ Jesse J, Ashley Gray. What'd she say, her car broke down?
Who you trying to tell all her business? She is busy. B-U-S-Y.
B-U-S-Y. We'll let her tell her story, her half of it next week. But I'm here with Corinne Williams.
And what's up, everybody? Y'all can find me on everything social media at Oh My
30s. Spilling all her tea.
Uh-huh. And all my biz.
Okay, bitch. I was like, oh,
you were like, fuck, Corinne, what's going on?
I mean, I know that, Corinne, but you sharing that.
Hi.
On Oh My 30s.
Hi.
Bitch, and we gonna do that today because, honestly, like, I was looking through the topics and I was just like, oh.
Womp womp.
Y'all been asking me, and I know you, and hitting us up and being like, where the fuck y'all been?
Sleeping.
Well, no.
Getting our lives together.
Getting them together. Check.
Getting this 2018.
Getting a reality check.
Check. Oh. A fiscal one, though. That's what we're trying to accomplish.
Okay.
Fiscal.
Let's talk about it. All right. So what you been going through, girl? Like, what you been up to?
Hi.
What's your 30s going
good? Oh My 30s. So y'all know I started my podcast towards the end of last year called Oh My 30s. And as you said, I'm telling all my tea. Just all the things that I'm currently going through as a woman in my 30s. You know, I'm talking real shit. Like, happiness. Is it a state of mind? Forgiveness. You know, holding grudges.
Girl, ooh, that's been a 2018
come on,
one.
Like, come on.
I had to learn to say thank you to certain people that I never thought I would have to say thank you to, but it's just like, you know what? Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
Oh, I am. Grateful, because I'm grateful that I'm alive, and I'm just, you know, I'm going to thank you for being a lesson in my life. And I don't know what you want to take from that, but it's just a thank you for you. And you have that thank you, and I'm going to be merrily over here.
Jesse done got saved today, and he didn't even go to church.
It wasn't today.
How? Come on now.
I've been on my way. Speaking
See,
of thank
that
you.
Mature,
so,
though.
Really crazy story happened to me over the holiday weekend.
Give it to us.
So, you know, Monice.
Do.
From Love and
Hip Hop Hollywood.
So I didn't know because most of the time I don't care. But we watch the show and then we talk about the show. So apparently one time on Reality Check, I had spoken about her sex tape. The sex tape that came out. And I was like, yeah, she probably knew about it. That the sex tape was going to come out. And out of everything that I've ever said, this is the one thing that she really held on to. And so randomly I went to go get my hair cut. And she was at my boyfriend's friend's place. And then all of a sudden, she expressed to me. And I said, before she even finished, I said, girl, I need to apologize to you. Because I know I say a lot of things up here.
He say a lot of shit.
I say a lot of shit. But it's because we have to watch the shit, and then we come right on here and talk about the shit. And to be honest with you, sometimes I care, sometimes I don't.
Sometimes
I might
just
be
shit.
It's just shit. Because we got 45 minutes to talk. And you know what?
It's just shit.
What I'm watching is crazy. And she was like, you should know the type of person that I am, and I'm not. And I was like, you know
what? Are
y'all
besties? Like, y'all go out socially? Mm-hmm.
This was like a one moment thing, but I really had, I was proud of myself because it was like a growth thing for me to just own up to something and be like, you know what? I might have said that.
Okay.
And if you were offended by that and you heard by that, I'm sorry, girl.
Lo siento, Momo.
Because it ain't that. You know what I mean? I'm living my best life.
Come on, best.
Okay.
B-E-S-T.
Said, you know, I'm going to be gone for a month because I've been doing this shit for 3 years. Oh. I'm going to take a little break. We going to come back. Do reality check. You know?
Time out.
Hiatus.
Now, how about that?
You know what I mean? Get myself together. But that was a cool little situation. I've been working on the
did
four.
Did she accept the apology?
She did. She was actually really, I think she was a little shocked that it was even happening.
That's so nice. Monice, that's what's up.
You know what I mean?
That's what's up, Mom.
But that was a growth moment for me, I felt like. And also a growth moment for her.
I feel that.
It was cute. Been working on the four over at Fox. Have you seen the show?
I watched one episode of The Four.
Which one did you watch?
The one when they sent Candace Boyd home, and I had an attitude about it. Because I didn't think that that kid outshined or outperformed her vocally.
Okay, in person, though, he...
Like, I had to be there. Like, yeah, he was,
he's
like...
Not, like, I don't think he's going to make it to the end, because
no,
now
he's
Candace,
not.
Like, Candace has...
The hashtag.
You know, the hashtag.
Yeah. Hi,
I'm feeling like...
I'm supporting Candace. That girl can say.
But
I don't think that the fan favorite, like who they like, whatever her name is, I can't remember it.
Javiah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her voice, vocally, how do you really feel about her? She's up and down.
What about her look?
I don't.
A little appropriation. I'm
like, can we take, yeah, cultural appropriation at its finest.
When she came looking like with the Lauryn Hill look.
And then she started singing a Lauryn Hill song, and I was like, wow, you're pitchy. I don't know if it's nerves. They tried to set it up like, oh, you know, she was on vocal rest. Well, what bitch out there isn't who's on a competition singing show?
The kids love her. Kids love her. She has more followers than the actual show. I still try to search for it. Like, don't get it twisted. I think some songs she's performed were cool and dope.
I've only seen one episode. But hashtag,
how did you feel about the
I
judges? How did you feel about the judges? Like the mix of judges. Like, do you see the show doing well? Like, I'm curious because
like,
working
will
on it
have another season? Is that what you're getting at?
Watching it live to watching it on camera is such two totally different experiences.
Absolutely,
like I really learned to like love the show in a different way.
But just then, because of the work that you're putting into it,
that and just like the performers, that's who really makes it. So like for me, I'm like, would I get the same feeling if I was on The Voice? You know what I mean? Like I work very
it's a completely stylistically. I feel like it's different, but it's the same concept.
But like, yeah, it is.
Right?
It is, but it's just like the audience, when the battles happen, it's really like, oh shit.
Like, yeah, I like the battles. Down. I was
and they really
it.
Do let the audience vote. Like, that's a real thing.
But they sent the wrong person home nonetheless.
But Candace was super
Candace
talented.
Candace will be a victor.
But the thing with Candace here. Live is like, she gives me Beyonce in so many ways. Vocally, like what I think that they could do with her, she's very soulful, but what I feel like they would want to do with her, and I'm like, we already have a Beyonce. And when Tim sang live, I didn't watch the episode back to see what he sounded like on TV because I know it sounds different.
A little shaky,
girl, live,
a little shaky.
It was like, what creature done came through this little boy and was like, yeah. All right. But I also heard him sing a totally different song the first time.
I mean, it's TV.
You know what I'm saying?
We can edit. We can do what we need to do, honey.
But it's a cute little, I think it's a cute little show, you know what I'm
saying? It's a cute show. I like, you know, I'm a fan of Diddy. He's such a big personality.
Oh, and you know, I'd be seeing everybody, Lori Ann Gibson down
oh,
there.
Oh, she's going to have her own reality TV mm-hmm. show starting in March on Lifetime. And I'm going to be here for
She better be on
it.
Lifetime.
Yeah, she's coming
she's
out,
cute.
Honey.
She's cool.
Boo Cat.
Cassie be
Can't
down
wait.
There.
Hey, Cassie. She's so pretty to me.
I mean, first of all, Cassie be pulling up in this car. I don't even know who make the car. It just looks so cute. It looked like a little Barbie car. It just be like, ting. She just gets out like perfectly. Like, her tits just sit up like,
I'm
Cassie.
Okay.
And you're like, yes.
She's everything.
She is everything.
She's so cute. What else, Jazz?
Christmas was cute.
We're giving y'all a full recap,
sure
okay?
Am.
Into
a full
into today, okay? So
because
hold tight.
Honestly, because
we've been gone since 2017.
But like, you know, what I mean, some things have happened. Like, I lost Rex, like Rex, and that for like 2 days, and that was like a real traumatic situation.
You're very emo.
I was.
I know.
Really.
I'm so
That's
glad
why I didn't come in
here
because we would have been back last week, yeah. But.
We couldn't find Rex.
No, not last week. I'm sorry. The week before. Because last week I was at the SAG Awards.
Yeah, talk to us. Give us a deep dive about the SAG. Like, who was your fave on the red carpet that you actually talked to?
That I talked to? No, I didn't. Here's the thing about the SAG
What's
Awards.
What's the thing? You ain't talked to nobody.
Okay, well, actually talked to, I would say, what's her name? Yaris.
Oh.
From Grownish.
Yeah.
I felt like I got the most
so
authentic,
much.
Like.
She's gorgeous and so
vibe
smart.
Vibe from her. But I didn't get to interview her. So they were really smart about this carpet at the SAG Awards.
Oh. Break it
I
down.
Only talked to the Orange is the New Black girls. Which, whatever, they were fun. But.
Over it.
I've never been this close to such, like,
stars.
Iconic people.
Yeah.
That I was kind of gagging, and I usually don't gag, and I hate red carpets, but I was like. On this one, I was just kind of, it was nice because I got to just watch.
Yeah.
But here's how they set the carpet up. So they put the reporters on this side, and then there'd be a, like a velvet rope.
Yeah.
And the celebrities would be on the same side close to you. Mind you, they're probably about 6-7 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And their PR is on the opposite side of the vinyl rope. So the celebrities' back is facing you, and they're talking to the PR. And you're just like, what are you guys really talking about for like 20 minutes? waiting to get on the carpet to take pictures. Mm-hmm. And it's like, y'all ain't really talking. Because mm-hmm. you guys talked like an hour before on the ride.
You talked in the car ride. Yes. You talked in hair and makeup. You talked in your last fitting. You've been talking.
You're just like literally the whole time you're probably complaining about how long you have to wait.
My bunions are hurting.
They're probably looking at me right now like they just want to talk. And like, I just don't want to talk. Look at how thirsty they are.
And some people like totally like get like.
Give it to them.
They love that. That's one thing I don't miss about carpets. But I don't do them anymore, but I don't miss
this
that.
Carpet gave me a little life.
Okay, life.
Because y'all know I do not be featuring the carpets, but it gave me a little life because here's some of the people that were like right there. And I was like, oh my God, girl, give me a couple more years. So in a group, Goldie Hawn.
Hey, Goldie.
Nicole Kidman, Kate Hudson, and Lupita Nyong'o. Like just chilling together like squad goals. Like what do you guys talk about?
Can't be hair care products.
You know, wanted maybe. To be like Goldie Hawn, just watch Snatch. Like wasn't my favorite, but it was cute.
We just are here for Goldie though.
Just so, because she's Goldie Hawn. Because
she's freaking Goldie.
Her daughter was everything, Kate Hudson.
Is.
Lupita Nyong'o was just like I wanted her to be more like lively to the fans, but I'm like, she's like a queen, so she doesn't have to.
I just feel like she is probably an introvert anyway, like naturally. So she's just like, oh my God, this is so exciting.
And she's probably gagging like, oh, I'm with Nicole Kidman and Goldie Hawn right now. Like,
I don't think so. She's like, I kind of think she was at their house.
Well, yeah. But yeah. It seemed like her and Kate Hudson were really talking. And like, she was just kind of like, I'm here with the parents. Like, and who does Kate, what's her name date?
Who?
The Australian singer.
Oh, Nicole Kidman, who she married to?
Yep.
Keith Urban.
He was very friendly. He was like nice to people.
How was his hair?
It's raggedy. Whatever that thing is, looking like a scarecrow.
Well,
Halle Berry, super sweet. Talks to everybody. Beautiful.
Halle is gorgeous.
My favorite, though, was, damn it, from Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis.
Oh, come on, Gina. They're gonna do
Thelma and Louise the remake.
Cause she was in the original. Gina.
Was she? Oh, I don't know, girl. Oh. I just remember her from the baseball movie with Rosie O'Donnell.
Right. And Madonna. Hey, Madge. Well, Jesse, what have you been watching?
Girl, TV for me, because I've been like living the TV over at Sony. I don't really watch a lot of TV.
See Jesse plugging everything over at Sony.
I sure do. Watch the fucking four because I want to continue my job. All right, y'all. I need a paycheck. No, okay. So my favorite show of all time, as of right now, is The Mick. It's not a reality show. It's a scripted show on Fox, and it is hilarious. It's on season two, and if you haven't watched it, you'll love it. It's the blonde girl from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which I never watched that show.
I've never seen
But people tell
episode.
Me that's what she's from, and so I'm like, oh, okay.
And look at you quoting. Right. Don't even know her name.
But I'm owning up. I do not watch it. I watch The Mick. She's fucking hilarious in it. And people who be like, I don't watch new shows, when they watch that, they be like, okay, it was fucking funny. But it's cool. It's about this woman, and she ends up having to, like, she's a hot mess, but she has to end up taking over her... Like, watch her nieces and nephews.
Oh, I've seen something like that.
Who live in a mansion, and so she gets control of, like, all this money.
But I've never taken time to watch an episode because it didn't speak to me.
But watch an episode. Watch the first episode, and you just be like... Like, I don't usually laugh out loud or, like, cry when I watch a TV show from laughing, but that show did that to me. So I like that one. I really want to watch The Alienist, which I haven't gotten into yet. The Versace show.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have not seen it yet. I watched the first episode. It's on my... I don't have DVR, but I do have On Demand. So I'm like, okay, when I get time. And I want to see the Cocaine Godmother on Lifetime.
Yeah.
Played by Catherine Zeta-Jones.
All right, girl. You better be on Lifetime.
Mazel tov. Okay. What else?
And like Troll Hunters on Netflix. Like, you just throw that one in. What about you?
I love Troll Hunters.
Yes, honestly.
I love Troll Hunters.
Okay, so listen to the Troll Hunters. No, listen to the Troll Hunters story.
Y'all, let us know. Do you like Troll Hunters too?
Okay, but if you want, scroll by and didn't give it a chance because I was just like, what is this? So I put an episode on. My boyfriend comes in. He's like, what the fuck are you watching?
I'm with him. Hashtag I'm with him.
Okay, well, guess what?
Naruhito.
Season two was
hashtag
episode.
Hashtag him too. Mm-hmm.
Girl, we watching this. All of a sudden, he's like talking shit about we like 10 episodes deep. Irritated that season two only got 15 episodes. Like, I don't know. I enjoy it. So watch it. Check it out.
See produced by my boy Guillermo del Toro. So,
Well, shout out to Guillermo del Toro. I'm sorry if I messed up your name.
Ooh, and I really want to see the I, Tonya movie because everyone was talking about it.
Oh, me too. Totes my goats.
And like, I grew up in Massachusetts. So, like, I heard the Nancy Kerrigan side, like, overboards. Now I want to hear the.
Her cry was really ugly, though.
Okay, but like, girl, if like thugs came and beat you, I mean,
was it really thugs?
Watch the movie and you'll find out. I just finished it today.
And?
Oh, it was fantastic. It's a great film.
Are you
was
team
it really
Tanya?
Thugs? Yeah, are you hashtag
No, it's
team?
Like her white trash boyfriend.
I know. I was alive and coherent then. I remember. It was the biggest scandal to rock the something Olympics. I don't know the year, though. The something 90s Olympics.
And then Monica Lewinsky came in and took everything
Monica
over.
Monica Lewinsky got to.
So yeah, what you been watching?
Beach. Oh, let's see. I'm still waiting for the next season of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt because that's my joint.
Really?
Love, Titus,
I stopped that
Andromeda.
After the second one.
Why?
No, for no reason.
Get your life.
I just like, I think I forgot my Netflix password, so then I just never logged in. So then when I came back, it was like the trolls thing. And then I watched that Bright movie and I was just like,
Yeah, no desire. Okay.
Will Smith, this is what we're doing now.
But I heard, okay, never mind.
Wait, did you see it?
No, I'm going to give it a try. Mm. I'm behind.
I feel you, but don't.
So what have I been watching? But don't. Child of God, I have been watching, of course, This Is Us on NBC.
See, I had to stop that one too. It was too like deep, like.
So you just want to be very surface in 2018, Jesse?
No, not on my television. Yes, I want to be very. I want like ha 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 ha. I want to be entertained, not like I go through enough of that, girl. I need to watch The Bold and the Beautiful.
Day. That's me. Okay, so let's see. I watched that, of course. I don't know, y'all. Everything that's scripted and non-scripted, y'all
what
know.
What non-scripted you've been watching?
What non-scripted? Of course, Housewives of Atlanta.
But have you been loving it?
No, I'm not in love. I've tried to dabble in Beverly Hills as well, and it's just so. I have not caught on or caught a beat to Love and Hip Hop Miami yet. I just feel like it's all very scripted. Yeah. All very scripted, and it's really bothering my core.
It actually makes me want to watch more scripted, like very talented scripted.
Yeah. Like trained actors,
yes,
because this is what they're trying to give us, and I'm just like, and I was really excited about Miami because of Trina,
yeah.
And I'm like, her whole script is just beautiful.
Well, and then like the whole like too. Gay situation on
oh,
that one,
yeah,
like
that's
I saw a clip of it,
too.
And I was just like,
clutch, yeah. So I don't know, what
I don't
want to
see Trina tainted in that way for me.
I just feel like.
Like, I don't mind seeing Trina's taint, but I don't want her to be tainted.
If she if her goal is to just put out a hot album, then just do this one season and be gone.
Yeah.
Like, just be gone, Trina. Like, she's bigger than this.
That's what I'm
feel
saying.
Like, she's so much bigger than this. She's bigger than this. What else have I watched? I said Roja. Love and Hip Hop. I'm just done, honestly, with Love and Hip Hop. It was hard for me to even, like, click. I tried, you know, because everyone's talking about Amara La Negra.
And I'm like, I watch, like, Cardi B is.
I'm just trying to figure out why is everyone so shocked.
Why?
That there are black Latinas, Latinos, Hispanic. Like, I don't understand it.
I'm confused.
Black
as
people
well.
All around the world, we just have different dialects.
They can also speak other languages too.
Culturalized difference.
it's okay.
It's a real thing, people. It's a real thing. So yeah, I'm watching Everything Ratchet on reality. Oh, The Rap Game is back and Bring It. You know, those are my favorite. And Married to Medicine.
Okay, what's her name's getting divorced from Married to Medicine?
Shahoo, Dr. Jackie. Mm. Yeah, no surprise. She said that she filed for divorce 3 days after she found out her husband Curtis was cheating.
Bye.
Yeah, she's fabulous, Dr. Jackie. So yeah, I'm just watching everything, just here
wait,
and
no,
there.
Some more Whitmore.
Bitch,
That's what I meant to say. What? Some more marriage medicine, some more Whitmore, divorce and husband to seal after being together for 21
no,
years.
No, Jesse, no.
I am done.
Why?
Well, she spoke with People Magazine, said, there is no if here. There are no games. I am not pretending. I am done. I have reached a place where I am in a marriage where I do not feel loved, and no sacrifices are being made for me to make me feel loved.
No! No! Who's reporting this story?
People Magazine.
Shut your mouth right now. This is really heartbreaking. They're my favorite couple on Married to Medicine.
And there's no tea of that on the show.
I mean,
does she don't feel love like he
this
don't...
season? Like, you see that they are clear, but it's like all the couples are having severe issues. It's like,
so you don't take it that seriously.
No, they even see they're seeking a therapist on the show.
Uh-huh.
But they're getting it together because her issue was that he's mean to her from time to time, and he does not outwardly express or verbalize that he loves her. So she was taking an issue with that. So everybody's fighting.
Mm.
Quad and her husband. Dang. Toya's husband is, I don't know. This is really sad. I'm very, that's sad.
Speaking of divorces, you know Jesse Williams, he in the middle of his divorce. And he already breaking up with his mistress.
Messy Jesse. I ain't have no sympathy
Speaking
for
of.
Hashtag messy Jesse. Okay.
Sorry,
but the black community uplift him while he with his white woman.
Eva Marcel out here talking about she ain't
engaged.
Got no relationship with Kevin Beat Him Down McCall.
But that's your baby father.
Ain't got no relationship. She prays for him like Kesha.
Oh. What else, Jesse? What else is going on? You want to talk about Wendy Williams?
Girl. How you feeling about Miss Wendy Williams talking about? Well, she's a little over the mean,
she
too.
She don't understand.
Girl, I bet you do because you paid.
Oh.
And you want the white people to continue to pay you that over at Fox.
Oh.
Well, I'm just saying.
She's contracted until like something crazy. Like,
that's why she ain't worried. She ain't me too. She's like, I am.
She said it never happened to her.
I am Sasha Fierce. All right, Wendy.
I don't know. I feel like you can feel however you want to feel, but it's just maybe she should have worked with her PR a little bit.
A little bit better. How do you feel about
because
Monique?
You have a whole platform, and if you don't agree with it, then you should just say, this is something that I just don't want to talk about on my show.
Right,
because
it's
not
it
hasn't affected you doesn't mean that it has not affected your staff, your family members, just
your viewers.
Your viewers, how insensitive. She gets on my nerves sometimes. Even
how do you feel
really
about,
like her?
About Monique and the memes and the everyone kind of coming for her. Do you see Monique's
I
voice
see her
and opinion?
POV. I do.
End
da,
of story. All right.
But you saw how everyone was coming for her.
Roland, yeah.
Roland,
and so then
Juwan.
It kind of made, like, I need her to, like, respond. I want to respond.
She's not going to respond.
No, because she knows
there's
a little truth in that.
It's
pudding.
A lot of truth. And they were saying that she was difficult to work with. But she didn't want to talk about that. I don't know. I just think it's a sad day. Yeah, stand together, united, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Speaking of people who can't stand united and together, Jennifer Hudson talking about she need her ex-man, David Otunga, to get a J-O-B. And he's like,
he's a wrestler.
Job. Yeah, like, I had a job. I was a presenter. I was a wrestler. I was on
was
I
presenting?
Love New York. He was like a little host on weird things.
On what?
I don't, girl, like, fucking YouTube videos.
He has
videos
as much traction
shit.
As I do. Right here on Reality Check.
Really? I mean, when he was doing wrestling, like, people knew him. I was like, you do know that is, like, from I Love New York, right? And they were like, no, it's David Otunga.
No, he's I Love New York.
What was his name on that?
Punk.
Punk. He's like, I had a job, but she wanted me to not have the job because she was traveling, as we all remember the story.
Yes. And
she
somebody
was
had
traveling.
To take care of the baby.
And he, yeah. So.
Well, she was the bigger star then. I feel like that's just the compromise.
Mm.
I mean, would he have gotten with her if she wasn't J. Hud, Effie White?
Speaking of Effie White, y'all need to watch The Four next week.
Who's going to be on there? Jennifer?
She wishes.
No, she's on The Voice. Who, Amber Riley?
Oh, no, it's not like a real celebrity, but one of the contestants.
They're going to sing?
No, they just, yeah, they're going to sing.
Like, sing?
Like, they're going to...
Like, shine.
Like, if I had a twang, I would give it to y'all, but I don't, so I'm not going to. But, like,
spoiler alert.
Okay. Speaking of singing, Candy said that she didn't want to record with Xscape because she didn't want to ruin their legacy.
You're my little secret, and that's how we should keep it. What legacy are you talking about?
All you're doing is giving Vogue a little pout.
Really know.
Okay, and then in Vogue came out with the music video. Like, I'm just like, okay, here's the thing. Y'all need to just stick to doing the Soul Essence Festival and the Soul Train Music Awards.
You tried it. They could do more.
No, not
I went to the concert.
Look. You can do more, but if you aren't gonna do it fulfilled, like, it's like the Spice Girls, like, y'all stop if you ain't gonna bring the redhead back. Like, if you aren't all five there, I don't want it. It's not the same thing.
Well, I watched that reality TV show, The Escape.
Girl, and there was a shade.
But I just feel like Candy, she just has too many issues, or maybe she just is harboring a deep grudge, and she's like, man. And really and truly, she doesn't need the group.
True.
I mean, of course, they all work great together, because this is how we know them to be, the four women singing.
Could the three go on tour without Candy?
Well, they recorded a song without her.
Well, I'm just saying, like, live, performance-wise.
Yeah, I think so.
And it would be a decent group.
I think it still would be.
Because what's Candy adding vocally right now?
Show, but I mean,
bitch, and you went to it and you ain't even respond to that.
What? I like the concept
vocally. Would you have been upset if Candy wasn't there? The other three could have continued and it still would have been a bomb show.
I want vocally. This is how I'm answering. Okay.
All
okay,
right, Jesse. Politically correct.
I wanted to see the show because I loved Xscape in the time that they were, like, on top.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted that nostalgia.
Did you get it?
I wanted that. I did.
You got
they
your life.
They sang all the songs, and I was like, "Am."
And they hit it, because I've been seeing this one video with Tiny every single time she hits it.
I mean, all of them.
Okay.
They sound great.
Even Candy.
They sound great as a
unit.
They sound great together.
Who opened that show for them? That one.
Oh my God! That was they had Danity Kane.
Oh really?
They had
Danity Kane still doing
Zonik. And they had, let me tell you something about Danity Kane. Now these heifers, they can shine.
Wait, girl. Danity Kane?
I'm sorry, not Dan. I am so sorry.
Bitch, I'm like, wait, how's it? They like beating each other up, Fifth Harmony?
No, God, no.
Bitch, Danity Kane.
Oh my gosh. Please, for June's Diary. I am so sorry.
Thank you, because okay? I was like,
because Danity Kane.
It's just like three, and then maybe the two. They like dumb blondes. Like,
oh God. But yeah, I'm so sorry. June's Diary. Yeah, them heifers, they shine.
Did they have original songs?
No, they did covers. I feel like they did too. Like, it was really a quick set. I don't know. I forgot.
But it was cute.
They're good.
All right.
They're great. No,
they're just prepping. Not good. They're getting ready.
They're great.
Okay.
Like, when their album drops, I'm copping it.
Oh.
They're great. I follow them. I love them. Zonik.
How was she?
She was okay.
Okay.
I was surprised. And because I never, you know, listened to her music, yep. OMG Girls or whatever. And then we have Tamar Braxton, and then Monica, and then Xscape. Gonna gave us a show, okay?
Who gave the better performance, Tamar or Monica?
Stylistically, they are so different. Monica ate that stage, and Monica's background singers. I said, these backgrounds need to go on tour. These background vocalists. Hey, background! Yeah, they was getting it, Jesse. Getting it.
Okay. All right, well, let me get rid of this one. Let me get Tony. Speaking of the Braxtons, Tony Braxton says she isn't married yet.
Yes. How do we feel about this? We
are the Braxton. You already all know how I feel about her and Birdman.
I don't know.
I think it's awkward. Like, it's weird.
It's weird AF.
Like, I would have to, like, visually be around them to see their interaction. Because also, Megan dates Megan from The Four.
Yeah.
Well, she's engaged now to the kid from Spy Kids.
Oh.
Well, right. First, I was like, oh, he's alive. One. And then... I saw him and I was like, that's a weird couple. But then when you see them together, it's actually super cute. So I'm wondering if Tony Braxton and Birdman, it's like...
No, but that's so different.
Yeah. Like I can't imagine...
Like, so
but then
different.
It's like some, like an auntie and an uncle at a... You know what I mean? Like a cookout where he's just like, yeah! Like drunk and he's just sitting in a corner and she's like, well, you know.
And it's just like one of those things. You know how on the show, because I still watch the Braxtons too, Tamar's always like, Toni Braxton, the living legend. And that's truly what she is.
I mean, he's
like,
a legend in his own right.
Toni is iconic. Like, people
Cash Money
do not give her her props. They think J-Lo was the one who started that see-through dress with the polka dots. It was Toni Braxton, mm-hmm. the living legend. Anyways, it just is awkward.
Yeah,
and I'm like, maybe I just don't understand their love. It's not for me to judge, but it just doesn't seem, it doesn't fit.
Randomly speaking of awkward, I've seen this thing where like they made these bananas and they're edible.
Jesse Ass is talking about bananas.
No, and it's like an edible peel.
No, thank you.
Like they've cultivated a banana that you can eat the peel. And I'm just like, I'm good off that. Thank you.
What do you think about Jay Holiday? Since today is the Grammys, did you see that rant that he...
Who? Like the holidays, Christmas time at CVS on sale? Jay Holiday, Jennifer Hudson? Like, who are we talking about? Jay Holiday, like... I feel like Jay Holiday down an alley somewhere like, hello.
Oh, child of God.
Yeah. I need a bed.
Well, on the Shade Room, they posted that, they reposted the video that he put out.
What are he talking about? The
talking
Grammys?
About,
that he ain't never got one?
Well, he said he was nominated for a Grammy and basically he's just bitter boots because he feels that these women, black women who are out here producing these records and getting Grammy noms are nods.
Like who? SZA?
Cardi B, SZA, Beyonce, Mary J. Like, he went down the list.
He named a whole bunch of more talented people.
He's bitter because he's saying that they don't deserve the accolades in which that they are getting.
Girl, you could get a best male R&B if you were good enough. But they sang girl, and they can't put you in the girl category.
Music is music, and it's your peers that are sitting here voting for.
You're a horrible live performer. No shade, but you are.
He has a lisp, too.
Well, that, too. And you look crazy. You look like one of the dinosaurs from Where Back. Like, stop. Your eyes are just like... Caitlyn Jenner
died.
Has to pay $800,000 for that car crash.
$800,000.
I mean, she was a murderer.
Jesse,
I'm just kidding.
That is so not nice.
I always think about like, how does Brandy
That's
really
so
feel?
So traumatic. She's okay.
Speaking of Jenners, Kylie Jenner is out here and she looking like
Pregos?
Veruca. What's her name? The blueberry girl from
I had to
Willy
the
Wonka.
Picture.
It's a video. Look at that booty.
Veronica, whatever. Oh, so we really do think that she's preggers.
Yeah, and people were like, yeah, anyone who thought that she was having Kim's baby, Kim is way too vain to have her sister have her child.
And it's kind of nasty. Like, yeah. Let's just keep it real.
Like, that's your whole life, nasty. You're looking at your sister's kid like, that's mine.
Like, she came out of your vagina. It's amazing. No, it's gross. Okay? Gross. I don't want
to. But I definitely believe Kylie could be pregnant. Like... I don't see her, like, unless she's trying to be, like, a thicker model. Like, yeah, I'm going to get thick on these guys. I'm going to get real thick on them.
That's freaking disgusting. Anyways, what else, Jesse? What else?
What is this? Got? Play it. All right, we have a video. Toss it to it.
We have a video.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was something me, too. Oh, was that a belly?
She just eat at salsa and beer a lot.
She got a little
little peekaboo
kangaroo.
All right, wallaby way.
Anyways,
you heard about the Martin remake?
Yes.
How do you feel about it?
I don't want it to come back.
Me either. I love watching Martin.
Don't get me wrong. I stand for Martin.
I'll just watch the old ones.
I have all the DVDs, all the seasons, and I still watch them on BET, TV1, MTV, Logo, whoever's playing it. I'm still watching.
If
like,
it comes
I've
on,
never
I'm
seen
on.
It before.
But like, I don't want to see Martin doing that now.
Well, they fell out too. And Tisha and. Tommy is R.I.P. You know,
like I don't want new people.
No,
like
I don't want none of it.
I don't want a new apartment.
Hashtag just no.
Right.
Hashtag no.
Not me.
Not us.
Not us.
Nope.
What's a girl called? I don't know why I thought this was interesting, but what's her name from Tardy for the Party? Kim's daughter.
Oh, Brielle. And I don't like Kim on Roja anymore.
Yeah, like it's like
it's just too forced. It's too much. the only reason why I wanted her to come back was because I thought that she and Nene could like be magically a mazel together, but nah.
Well, she make $120,000 a season off 12 episodes.
Dang, she looks so different.
I'm like, damn. Well, yeah, if I bet you were making $120,000 off
it. I'm not touching my face because you have to keep it up.
Well, especially when you're under 18. It's like.
Yes, but what's up with Brio?
That's it. She's just making coin right now and she about to be off
the
show.
What is she doing?
Girl, spending it, sucking dick out here, just out here. All right, last topic, though. I wanted to talk about this because I ain't doing the beat. We ain't coming back till the 28th. But so China has announced a ban on hip-hop. Mm-hmm. And I just thought this was so interesting. And I feel like they need a reality check just because of this man here. His name is PG1. Take a look. So this is a live performance of this man PG1. Apparently, you know, China's media has taken a stance in saying that, you know, they feel like they shouldn't showcase this, and not just hip hop, other different subcultures of it, because they don't want to be a society of drugs and sex.
Yeah, so, and they also were saying
they're like, that we don't want to be Japan.
They don't they want to be America. They well, don't too. Want to have anyone on TV who has like tattoos and like piercings and all this. And they have a show, a rap show or mm-hmm. something, where they have like these contestants, and it got over something million viewers. So this is another issue that they really can't control. So they're taking all kinds of issues with it. And this is one of the guys who was on it. I mean, this is my thing. Paul Mooney said it best. Everybody want to be an N-word, but don't nobody want to be an N-word. Mm.
And I also feel like just the fact that there's even this type of conversation of taking it away, and that we're, our media is not going to put focus on it. Like, it just scares me even more so over here. Because I'm just like, where are we about to go? Well, not here. Not on this show.
Not here, okay? So, I don't know, child.
But I just saw that. I woke up to that, and I was like, because I ain't been really, you know, I've been doing my own thing. And I was just looking
at... You haven't been checking the news because it's been out for a few
days. I ain't been paying attention to nothing about this girl. I check on him and see what Trump be up to once in a while.
Let me see what's like, on the shade room. No,
that was yesterday.
That's your news?
That was yesterday. But then, you know what I mean? You'd be checking the CNNs, the Foxes, and you just be like, let me turn this shit off.
Don't you get depressed?
Girl, my brain be fried. And I'm like, oh, I'm an adult now.
And I listen to NPR like all the time. And I'm just, I need to disconnect. I need to disco. So if you want a disco, check out my podcast, guys. Oh, my 30s. I'm talking real shit, not about Trump, okay?
Boom.
About being in your 30s.
Okay. And I got one coming out. It's called Messy Jesse. No reservations. Oh, y'all going like to get to sit down, have a little dinner with me and have a conversation about all the hot fucking messes that have been going on in my life, your life, our lives. And just live together.
Hashtag our lives.
Boom. But this is Reality Check. We're going to come back to you with a regular show next week and make sure Ashley Gray gets here somehow.
Trains, planes, automobiles.
I'll leave an hour early and pick her up. Because this was supposed to be a reunion.
Oh, it was. We miss you.
That's fine.
We'll see you next week, bitch.
As long as I got one of my booze, we good.
And?
All right. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
And y'all can hit me up at Oh My 30s.
Boom. Hit us up every week, Sundays at 4 p.m. BHL Reality Check. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me. At King XO Bay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.